Greetings to all of you. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.goforgold alongside my co-host Lucky Peeris. Well, we do have the final schedule confirmed for Sri Lanka's tour of Zimbabwe. Now, let me repeat this because I've had plenty of calls pertaining to the tour. Let me start off by stating the Sri Lanka squad has still not been finalized. I reckon the selectors are looking at the possibilities of some new inclusions into the squad. So we keep our eyes focused on that. And there is also a bit of drama. Will Vanidu Hasaranga tour Zimbabwe? That's because of the groin or the hamstring injury which he's recovering from. So that'll be an interesting call. And if he's not touring, who will be his replacement? So no sooner we have it here on Go for Gold, the final squad, we'll have it conveyed to you immediately. Right, Sri Lanka will play two ODIs and three T20 games against Zimbabwe. The first ODI is scheduled for the 29th of August and the second for the 31st of August. Then we start the T20s in the month of September. The 6th and the 7th of September are the T20 games. 3rd, 6th and 7th. ODI is 29th and 31st. Going into more international cricket, South Africa will take on Australia yet again at Darwin for the second T20 game. They'll be disappointed. They lost the first game, but that's how the game goes. They lost it by 17 runs. And West Indies are gearing up to play Pakistan today in the third ODI in the Caribbean. So limited amount of international cricket at this point in time, but don't run away from cricket because the big season honestly is just about to get underway. Right, quickly on to rugby news as well. The first leg of the Bradby Shield is scheduled to be played on the 23rd of August at Palakele, and the second leg to be played on the 6th of September. And there's been lots of messages about congratulating St. Peter's on beating the Trinity team, an unbeatable team, the finest team in the school season this year. But like what most experts say, you can't win them all, can you? Trinity were sloppy, but the game was extremely tight. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Peeris this morning on our sports roundup. Just stay with us, get your headsets on, and we'll listen to a piece of music, your favorites and mine.